Daf Mem Hey Amad Aleph. We're starting from the Mishnah on the beginning of the seventh parak. Shol Shochel Kachas Chavim Zeman. Three people eat as one. They eat together. They're chayy to make a zimun. Achol Demai Meiser Rishon Shnol Lachumal. So Meiser Shnei V'Hakter Shnei V'Do Shamish Achol Kazayis V'Akusi Mizaman Olav. If somebody ate Demai, which is a question whether you took Meisers off, but we assume Truma was taken off, or Meiser Rishon where you took the Truma off, but not the Meiser Rishon. Meiser Shnei and Hektish that were redeemed, and a Shamish that eats a Kazayis, meaning somebody who's serving at the table eats a Kazayis while they're eating V'Akusi, and somebody who seems to be not Jewish Mizaman Olav. You can make a zimun with all them together. Achol Tevel. Maserishin shalon or truma, so if you eat tevel or maserishin that you didn't take off the truma, maserishin if actor shalon if do that you didn't take off the pidyon, that shamish al chapachus exaiz or shamish eats less than exaiz on nachrin, not a total non-Jew. Not just a kusi is questionably Jewish, but a total non-Jew ain't mizamin alav. Then you can't make a zimun. Nashim bar katanim mizamin alayin. Women, slaves, and katanim and little kids, you can't make a zimun with them. At kam mizamin, right? How much you have to eat in order to make a zimun? At kazayis, the amount of exaiz. Rabbi Omer, akebeya, you have to eat a beya. Says the Gemara. Minan, where do we learn this from? That three people eat together, you make a zimun. Rav Asi, Omer, Kroa, Gadlu Lashem Iti, make God great with me. Gadlu is in plural, so that's two. With me is three. No, Moshma Yachtav, and we'll exalt His name together. Rabbi Omer, Yalcha, Kishem Hashem Akra. I will call out the name of Akash Baruch Hu. Havu, two people should give Gadlu Lelokenu, Gadlu Lelokenu. They should give greatness to Akash Baruch Hu. So that's three. I'm Rechana Barava. Rechana Barava or Barava says, how do we know that if you answer Amen, you shouldn't raise your voice more than the person who made the Baruch? How do we know that somebody who's translating the Torah while it's being read is not permitted to raise his voice more than the person who's actually reading the Torah? Moshe spoke and God answered with a voice. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to answer Bekol? It's Bekol Osho Moshe. He did the exact amount of Moshe. Tanya Namhech. We have a price like this. The Targum guy is not allowed to lift his voice more than the Kore. If he can't do it that way, then the reader of the Torah should lower his voice a little bit. They should be at the same. They should be on the same wavelength. Itmar. It was said, if two people eat together, Rabbi Yochan argue. One says if they want to make a zimun, they could. The other one says if they want to, they can't. Three people eat together can make a zimun, are chayiv to make a zimun, shloshin shnayim lo. Two people know. So the Hasam Chova, that's a chiyuv. Halacha Rishus, can they do it? It seems like maybe they could. Toshma, Shosh, Shokh, three people eat together, Chavin, Zamin, Rishon, Lechai, like they're Chayv to make a Zimun together, and they're not permitted to split up. Shosh, in Shnayim, Lo, that's only two. Yeah, only three, not two. Shani, Asim, Bechova, Lu, Bechova, Mikar. No, that's because they ate Bechova. That's not a proof either. Toshma, number three. Hashamish, Ayim, Shamish, and all Shamish, all Shnayim, if Shamish was serving for two people, he's Ochel, and you could eat with them, Alphish, and Asim, even though they didn't give her Shos in order to make a Zimun. I am a shamish al shosh, but if he's doing for three people, or he's in ochel, and he shouldn't eat with them, and nelson levashus, unless they give him a shus. What do we see from there? We see it's three and not two. She says, shiny hasam, mem heim adeis, and nichelu mikvelu b'chova. No, no, over there it's different. The reason why is because they want to have a chova, meaning, yeah, in theory, the two people could have done a zima together, but three people have to do a zima together, so therefore they did that way. Toshma, nashim mizam zlatma, vodim mizam latman. Women do their own zima, and vodim do their own. Nashim vodim katanim yurzul zamanim mizamnin. Women of vodim katanim, if they want to make a zima together, we don't let them naked together. So we say, wait a second. 100 women is like 2 men, right? When it comes to Eidus, etc. And they could do a Zimun. It must be that 2 is good enough. Shani Hasim, you get Deos. No, no, no. Over there, we don't need. And then to be equal to men, we need Deos. And there are 3 Deos. Look at the Sefer Nashon Vodim Rotzel Zamanim Zamanim. You can't do it together. Am I low? Well, you get Deos. Aren't there 3 people? Why is it not good enough? So we answer Shani Hasim, Mishum Pritus. So that's Pritus. To have women and Avodim making a Zimun together, that's considered Pritus. Tisdag the Rav Domarim Rotzel Zamanim. Why is that Pritus? Because you shouldn't have women and Avodim meeting together. Tisdag the Rav Domarim Rotzel Zamanim Zamanim. It must be Rav the one that says that if 2 people want to make a Zimun, they can't make a Zimun. Then Rodin Yosem Rav, Shul Shokh, 3 people together, Yosemacham Lashukum, one of them walk away. They have to call him and make a zimun. Time to corn low. That's only because they called him a low corn low low, but they can't make a zimun without calling him. Shanaosu the blue chova mekar. No, that's different because 3 was a chova, and that's why. So if it's 2 with 2, that wouldn't be good enough. It's time to Rabbi Yochanan who domarim ratzul zamanim zamanim. Must be Rabbi Yochanan that says if they want to make a zimun, they can't make a zimun. Domar Rabbi Rachan and Rabbi Yochanan shem shalcha kachas. 2 people eat together. Echam yozim birchas avodah warm could be yotze with the bracha of Israel. Bavino b'may kamashmal. What is that teaching us? Tanina shomavlana yotza. If you hear it and you don't answer back, you're still Yosef. And the whole point of this is to tell you there's no Zimun. This time, you're right. Rabbi Yochan is the one that says that there's no Zimun by 2, but Rav says there could be. Amale Rav of Ravuna. Rav of Ravuna said to his father, Ravuna, Rabbanu Dalsim, Rav Amri, but when they came back from Eretz Yisrael, the rabbi said, if 2 people want to make a Zimun, they could. My love, Deshmi, Elum, Rabbi Yochan. Didn't they hear it from Rabbi Yochan? So Rabbi Yochan is the one that told it to him. Therefore, Rabbi Yochan is the one that says 2 is good enough. Lo, Deshmi, Elum, Rav, Dimekamin, and Achaz, Lo. No, maybe they heard it from Rav before he went down to Babel, because Rav was originally in Eretz Yisrael before before he went down to Bavel. So Rabbi Yochanan always held that two cannot, and Rav held that two can. Gufa, we have the two dots, Gufa. If three people are eating together and one of them goes to the shuk, they call him, they can make a ziman. But he has to be able to call out and they would be able to answer. That's how close he has to be. That's only three of us. Then I see. By 10 people, you need all of them in the same room. You need to bring them. Maskel or Vasha. Other just the opposite. It makes sense. Tisha, Nirin Kasarat. 9 people look like 10 people. Shnai Min, Nirin Kishlosha. So 9 people would be good enough if one person was outside and just can hear or whatever. But 2 people don't look like 3. So if we need the guy there, Hilchus Kamar Zutra, we hold like Kamar Zutra. That's only by 3, but 10 people, you need all 10 there. My time to come to Boy Lat Kurishem Shmai. If you're mentioning Hashem's name in Elokeinu, Batumasar Lavarachar, you wouldn't do that with less than 10 people. So therefore, you need all 10 people there. We have a mitzvah. If 2 people eat like one, it's a mitzvah to divide up, and both of them should bench on their own. If 2 people are eating as one person, then it's a mitzvah for them to bench on their own. That's if they're both able to bench properly. If one person knows how to bench and the other person does not, then the boor should be yotze through the sofer itself. 2 dots. No, this thing I said it myself. It was said in the name of Reb Zera like me. 3 people eat at the same time. One person can be mafsik to the other two. And 2 people cannot stop for the one. So again, so if 2 people want to bench, then one person has to follow them. If one person wants to bench, the 2 people don't have to stop for him below. But Papa stopped, right? He stopped for Abba Mari, him and one other person. So he stopped for one person. You're right. Rav Papa didn't have to stop for Abba Mari to have the Zimun, even though he had to leave. But he did that was better than what everybody had to do. Yehuda Bar Mariman, Mar Avashi, Rav Achmi Difti. Those 3 great gedolim, Karchi Rift of Adari, they were eating bread together. There was no one greater than the other to bench for the others. Hadinan. So Amri, they said, 3 people that eat together, to make a zimun. Maybe that's only if there's an Adam Gadol. Where all 3 of us are equal, maybe it's better for us to bench separately. So each one of them benched on their own. These 3 great Gadol also coming to Maramah. They went in front of Maramah, the Rebbe. And when he said to them, yeah, you benched well. But you weren't yotzi your chiyuv of zimun. If you say, oh, we'll make a zimun now. You can't make a zimun after you already benched. He saw if a guy found people that are already benching, what should he answer if he hears them benching? So he should answer, just say amen. It depends on what they're saying. If they're saying then you answer amen. If they're saying baruch, then you say baruch umvoroch. Then you would answer amen. So I said it the opposite way. I'm sorry. Nevaruch is baruch umvaruch. If you find them saying baruch, then you answer amen. Tani chado in amen achar brachos avarez meshubach. One brisa says that if you answer amen after your own brachos, it's praiseworthy. But tani dachar zimagun, it's a bad thing. Should you answer amen after your own brachos or not? Lokasha boni yushalayim habishap brachos. By boni yushalayim, you should answer amen to separate it from the chiv dobanon atov ametiv. By the other brachos, you should never answer amen after your own bracha. By ani lebekala. Abaya would say it out loud, so that workers would hear him say benching, and they would stand up for it. And that way, everybody would understand that Tovamete is not Toreza. So he said specifically, right, Amen, and the workers would be able to go back to work. They didn't have to do Atovamete, the 4th bracha, which is not Toreza, it's only to Rabbanan. So he did it, Abaya did it on purpose to say Amen. But Ravashi said Amen quietly, that people wouldn't be Mezalz on Atovamete, and everybody would say it properly. We'll start at the top of Memvavim and Aleph, Rabzera Cholosh, Olagabi Revio. Rezera got sick. Rabbi Bo came to visit him. Kabbalah, he accepted upon him. Mitvah, Katina Harisaki. If Katina Harisaki, which means the small one whose legs were burned, referring to Reb Zera, a long story about how his legs got burned. But if he gets better, Avinu Yumatam Lorban, I'll make a yumta for the Rabbanan. Itvah, he got better. So Rabbi Avo made a suda for the entire rabbis, or all the rabbis. Kyantel Mishru, when they came to bench, Amalur Zera Lishal Amar. So he said to Reb Zera, you do it. Amalur Sav Lamar, Lahadu Rabbi Yochan, the Rabbalavai Zvotea. Hachas Ashari is to cut the bread. When they came to cut the bread, he said to Reb Zera, you should go ahead and do it. Zamalei, lo sav lamar. Reb Zera said to Reb Yevo, don't you hold like Reb Yochan, dom Reb Balabai is Boteh. The Balabai is Boteh. He's the one that benches. He's the one that cuts the bread. So you have to do it. Ashar lehu, so he did it. Kimat levruch, when they came to bench at the end. Amalei, nivruch lamar. Reb Zera, you should bench. Amalei, lo sav lamar. Lohadu Reb Huna min Bavel, dom Boteh mevaruch. Don't you hold like Reb Huna min Bavel, who says that the person who goes ahead and cuts the bread, he should go ahead and bench. But you come on to your lay. So wait, what was Reb Yevo thinking? Like Reb Yochan and the Nivruch Shem Bar Yochai. chai, balabais votzeh v'orech mevorech. The balabais cuts the bread, but a guest should bench. Balabais votzeh kedishi v'etzah v'en yafa, so that he can cut it properly, so that everybody gets a good slice. V'orech mevorech, and the guest benches kedishi v'orech balabais, so that the balabais will be benched, kebenched through him, and he can give me a bracha of the balabais, and that's the yiratzon that we say in the middle of benching itself. Okay, we'll stop right there, about 12 lines down, and then bavon aleph.